A Waupun man is expected to be charged this week in the death of his grandmother. Gregory Spittle faces multiple additional charges, including first-degree intentional homicide, first-degree reckless injury, endangering safety, aggravated battery, and battery to an elderly person in the death of 75-year-old Carol Foreman. Foreman died August 28th at ThetaCare Medical Center in Neenah, 4 days after she was found in the basement of her grandson's home in Waupun with severe head injuries. And Spittle could make his initial court appearance on the additional charges today.
We got a lot of evidence that is down at the state crime lab, and it's a long process. We can ship down so many items, and then they analyze these items, and then they ship back some items. And it's kind of a revolving door of taking evidence down or shipping evidence down and getting evidence returned.
Waupun Deputy Police Chief Jeremy Rosh, Spittle is already charged with threatening a law enforcement officer, resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, and possession of cocaine and drug paraphernalia. Authorities have identified the victims of a fatal house fire in the town of Beaver Dam. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office says 82-year-old Eleanor Newman was pronounced dead at the hospital. 91-year-old Reuben Newman was treated at the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Firefighters from seven departments battled the fire Thursday night on Watercress Road. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The director of the Fond du Lac Solutions Center says a new agreement between three Fond du Lac County organizations will help improve the way the agencies address domestic violence. The Solutions Center, Agnesian Healthcare, SSM Health, Domestic Violence Services, and the County Department of Social Services have signed a memorandum of understanding. Solution Center Director Nicole Johnson says the groups applied for the process to be facilitated through the group End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin.
We were kind of coming together to discuss this really unique and awesome opportunity. And then we actually came together and sat down as a group and started this process this summer and just finished up and finished the memorandum and signed it into a live document just a couple of weeks ago. So it's been a really engaging and exciting process.
Johnson says the organizations all have the same goal: to keep families safe. From the Murray Furniture Newsroom, I'm Greg Stensland. For more news anytime, log on to radioplusinfo.com.